This is Dr. Michael Wilkes with a second opinion. In a recent commentary, I spoke of a new drug promoted to cure hepatitis C, marketed under the trade name of Sovaldi. 3 months of treatment with the drug costs $83,000. That's about $1,000 a pill. And I mentioned that after only 1 year, the drug company Gilead recouped the entire price they paid to buy the drug, about $11 billion. The rest of Gilead's income is profit, because estimates are the drug costs less than $150 to produce the 3-month course. I reminded listeners that a large portion of the research leading to the development of the drug was paid for by the U.S. National Institutes of Health, meaning by taxpayers. Further, the largest purchaser of the drug is the government, meaning taxpayers again. I alluded to the fact that the data that the drug is effective is still less than conclusive, and I got a lot of listener comments from experts claiming the drug is amazing. Well, let me say that I hope the drug is a home run and a lifesaver, but the fact is we just don't know enough about its benefits yet. The problem is twofold. First, there are very few studies on the new drug. And second, we don't know as much about the hepatitis C virus and how it behaves in the human body as we need to. It often takes decades before serious symptoms from hep C develop, making it difficult to study the effect of the drug. Overall, it seems that somewhere around 15 to 20% will develop serious liver disease, like cirrhosis, and die early. About 3% will develop liver cancer. Others will either clear the disease without any medication, or they will die with hepatitis C rather than of hepatitis C complications. We don't know how many people fall into each category, so while the company suggests that every infected person should take this drug, it may be that only certain subgroups will really benefit.
The majority of people probably don't have horrible complications from hepatitis C alone, which means any treatment of hepatitis C might not help those people much, and only a minority of people could really benefit.
That was Dr. Roy Poses, the head of the Foundation for Integrity and Responsibility in Medicine and a professor at Brown University's School of Medicine. With only short-term studies, we really don't know if the virus is completely removed from the body, as the manufacturer says, or whether the virus hides in sneaky places in the body, only to reemerge years later.
Does it make any sense to pay humongous prices for a drug whose benefits and risks really aren't so clear? If you could prove this was a game changer, it's one thing. But if you really can't, it might be a good drug. It might be useful. As we all know, the prices charged for it are insane.
So we as a society need to be very clear what evidence of effectiveness we're going to demand for new drugs before we agree to pay these prices, which are truly insane. This is Dr. Michael Wilkes with a second opinion.